Blog Talk Radio.
Union voting system has dropped the latest bombshell in its $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox News. Dominion's new court filing includes testimony under oath from the Fox chairman himself, Rupert Murdoch, who admitted some Fox News hosts endorsed lies of a stolen 2020 election in response to direct questions about Maria Bartiromo, Jeanine Pirro, Lou Dobbs, and Sean Hannity. Murdoch responded saying this, quote, yes, they endorsed. But Murdoch rejected the idea that Fox News as a whole bought into the election fraud lie, saying this, not Fox, no, not Fox. Earlier today, former Senator Claire McCaskill had this reaction to Murdoch's testimony. He's trying to say, oh, these were commentators. In other words, this was opinion. Opinion is saying, you know, Russia had the right to declare war against Ukraine. Lying is saying there's no war in Ukraine. Opinion is saying Donald Trump is a good president. Lying is saying the election was fraudulent. Commentators do have the right to go a little further, but it is not, they don't have the right to lie.
A little further means getting a little sassy, not telling bald-faced lies. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking to former Mueller investigation prosecutor Andrew Weissman about today's filing. Meanwhile, President Biden is working hard to ramp up his domestic agenda after his trip to Ukraine. This week, holding strategy sessions with Democrats in the House and Senate, today Biden sent out this warning about House Republicans and budget cuts. Quote, it is not just your Social Security that may hang in the balance, it's your health care too. And tonight, the president said Democrats need to do more to message their accomplishments.
We have to, first of all, let people know what we've done, even in your communities. They don't know all that we've done. We have to make it clear. We've got to talk about it. Spread the word, defend our progress, finish the job.
The White House is also fighting back against House GOP investigations. NPR reports they have created a, quote, war room to handle all the inquiries.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 for March 2nd, 2023. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and it's open talk night, open mic night. We'll call in and express their views and have questions and maybe some solutions.
Yes, yes. And the Fox Dominion lawsuit is worth $1.6 billion. And the Fox News, or quote-unquote news channel, which is a joke, it's entertainment, lied to their viewers saying that the election was stolen, knew full well that Donald Trump, was just going on this road trip with his MAGA supporters saying that, the election was stolen from them. He made several calls to Georgia Secretary of State begging to find 11,797 votes for him to win. So basically he's, we all know what a liar Trump is. During his tenure in the White House in the 4 years, he made over 30,000 lies. That's roughly five lies per day. So if you're stupid enough to follow Donald Trump after this, or even watch Fox News, then I don't know what to say. You know, you're a moron, you're an ignoramus, you're an idiot. You don't even have to listen to the show. I don't know. Glad you could join us here for this radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. The number to call is 515-605-9802. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And we have our new website is kitchenpolitics123.com. Articles coming, I promise. We're just getting our ducks in a row. So now, with this bombshell by Rupert Murdoch in his deposition, where he, admitted that, Fox News hosts like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity You know, behind the scenes were mocking and ridiculing Donald Trump and his team, saying that the election was stolen. But yet, the perpetrator, this lie, this big bold lie, this disgusting lie, you know, I mean, it riled up their supporters so much that they went down to the Capitol January 6th and, you know, like peed in the halls of Congress and smeared their, you know, feces on the walls of Congress and broke into Nancy Pelosi's office and other Democrats, threatening them. So what do you make of this? Do you think that Fox News will lose this case against the Dominion voting machine company?
Well, first of all, yes, I do believe that Dominion is probably going to win the lawsuit. It's very obvious that Murdoch allowed a team of reporters or whatever you want to call them, his hosts, I guess, to lie on air on a daily basis. You know, there's different ways that you can talk about things, but the way they spoke about January the 6th, calling it the big lie, day after day, day after day, people believed them, especially the people that watch Fox on a daily basis. Believe them. These are the same people that believe that our borders are being invaded, you know, on a daily basis, and all our lives are in danger on a daily basis because of Fox News. And I believe that Murdoch needs to be held accountable. I also believe that all the hosts and hostesses, the women as well, all of them, need to either be fired or have to pay a fine, or they have to go on Fox News and tell their audience that they've lied in a statement. And I think Murdoch has to do the same thing because he was well aware of what they were doing on a daily basis, and he did nothing to stop it. I mean, this is the biggest lie that was told in the history of our country. I mean, it really is a big lie to say the insurrection did not happen, and the trauma that it caused, the hatred that it's caused, the craziness that it's caused, and to this day there are still people that do not believe that January 6th happened, even though we've seen it over and over. So they have to be held accountable in whatever way. I hope Fox goes down. I hope that they go down and burn in flames is my hope. But I don't know how it's going to turn out.
As a pity that cable is not regulated by the FCC, we can thank Ronald Reagan for that, who vetoed the Fairness Doctrine Act when he came in 1981. There may have been more momentum to, you know, bringing cable under the FCC purview and everything. So if FCC was, you know, looked about cable, then, you know, they could fine Fox News for lying. But of course, with the Fairness Doctrine not in being anymore, the FCC can't do anything about what Fox News is doing, lying to the American people and the people who follow them. So, you know, a big lie really on Fox News. And, you know, I hear a lot of the hosts saying it, that Donald Trump was a very good president. That in itself is a lie. You know, a big boy lie. He sucked.
You know,
he sucks as a human being.
True. You know, but then again, there's a fine line between opinion and fact. So it could be their opinion that they don't think that he's a bad person. So, I mean, that part of it I understand. But the big lie, that was a lie. I mean, they lied every single day. And, you know, and you know, Murdoch, he was aware of it. You know, that's the shameful part of the whole thing. You know, he has, you know, a Fox network that holds millions of people every day, you know, watching their station every day, listening to garbage. And when, you know, Lou Dobbs and Maria Bartiromo and Jeanine Pirro and Sean Hannity, you know, they were making fun, you know, of the saying that they knew that the lie was a big lie, you know, that it was not that it was not a big lie. They knew that it, what really happened, but they still pushed. All need to be held accountable in some way. I don't know if being fired is enough. I really don't. I think damages need to be put upon them as well. I don't know the rules and the regulations, but it's just implorable what they did.
Yes, and the damage Rupert Murdoch and Fox News has done to America is very sickening, you know, and it tore families apart. It tore the country apart because it isolated people who are Democrats or Republicans, and there should be consequences. And hopefully Dominion is successful in the lawsuit and everything, and hopefully that will put Fox News out of business because they have to go. I mean, freedom of speech is free, yes, but lies will cost you, and I hope it costs Fox News dearly to come off the air. You know, frankly, this is the perfect example of why no news organization should have a monopoly in the United States or anywhere in the world.
Right.
You know, because, you know, when you don't want to, like, you know, put a narrative in how they think without being like a Walter Cronkite, you know, who is fair and objective, then this is what you have, you know, destabilize the country, agitate people. You know, and the people who watch them to begin with, not really educated, you know, so, you know, just stirring up conflict where conflict shouldn't be. And, you know, it's sad, really. And, you know, justice will be done, I'm sure of it. So CPAC 2023 is already a flop because Rick Scott, your good buddy in Florida there, he gave a speech and about 10 people was in the audience, really, you know. I mean, you know, he spoke about his plan to gut Medicare and Social Security, you know, and he keeps on challenging or wanting to challenge Mitch McConnell to leadership in the Republican Senate. He's going nowhere fast. There's no way he can topple Mitch McConnell. Because John Thune is next in line as the minority whip in the Senate. So Rick Scott is trying to, you know, do a power play and backfiring in his face really badly. You know, what do you think about the, you know, CPAC 2023 and Rick Scott in general?
Funny, David, is that I can't stand Mitch McConnell. I always called him Turtle Face. I really couldn't stomach him. I mean, he was way on the top of my list of people that I am just, you know, just couldn't stand being in our government. But when I see Rick Scott, it's a whole different level because Rick Scott is an evil, he has an evil soul. I think Mitch McConnell is an old-fashioned Republican, and don't think that I do not agree with his policies. I don't agree with the things that he talks about and what he's done, but I don't think he's as evil as Rick Scott. As far as a person, you know, where I don't, you know, Mitch McConnell is not one that would take away, at least I don't think, you know, Medicare, Social Security, you know, go against that and try to, you know, take that down the way Rick Scott has done. And for that, feel that Mitch McConnell, even though I can't stand him, is a little bit more of a human being than Rick Scott. That's how I feel about Rick Scott.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And he goes after Mitch McConnell. He's trying to go after Mitch McConnell because he's not conservative enough now. Really? You know?
I mean, there's nobody who's more conservative than Mitch McConnell. He's been in there since 1984. When he came in, he was one of the poorest members in the entire Congress. No, he's one of the richest, or probably the richest. You know, so wow, how did that happen? And speaking about rich, Lauren Boebert starting her second term in this 2022 election cycle that just went by, and she's nearly worth $30 million. How can a congresswoman who's making, well, $275,000 a year, you know, or $171,000 a year in congressional pay, almost worth $30 million. And then her, you know, shitty restaurant, you know, and pub, you know, went belly up because she was such a poor owner. She didn't know what she was doing. She's stupid. you know? Mm-hmm. You know, so how does that happen? You know, one has to ask questions like that. So
well, we know
back
how
to this kickback thing. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go
kickback
ahead.
And the revolving door and everything.
Yeah.
So multiple mm-hmm. presidential candidates for 2024 on the Republican side decide to skip
mm-hmm.
CPAC. Why? Because it's just like a big party for Donald Trump, really, because let's just face it, Trump owns the Republican Party, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, this year the annual conference kicked off Wednesday, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have a report here from CBS News that's, you know, talking about, you know, why the multiple presidential candidates like Nikki Haley and the potential candidates like Rick, what's his name in Florida? Rick DeSantis.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis. And
oh, mean,
a couple of other
people.
Yeah, the former vice president, he's, you know, not there.
Yeah, yeah, he's not going. Pence is not going.
Yes. Yeah, because I know they'll boo his ass. So here's a report from CBS News.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
CPAC conference is kicking off today, and headliners include some GOP presidential hopefuls. Former President Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley are both attending, but a number of GOP stars are skipping out. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Vice President Mike Pence will not be there this year. CBS News reporter Sarah Ewell Weiss joins us from Washington with more on this. So, Sarah, why are some potential 2024 candidates like Ron DeSantis, the name we speak about, I think, the most, not attending CPAC this year?
You know, this really used to be the biggest catacall for Republican candidates. It was really who's who of the party. But of course, you mentioned those two potential presidential hopefuls are not attending. Keep in mind, neither of them have officially announced bids for the White House, but political operatives and many voters are keeping a close eye on them should they launch their bids. But really, they're out and about meeting with people across the country. So they don't really need to head to this event, which has really become very focused heavily on President Trump. So we know that DeSantis, for one, is going out on this book tour, which he launched this week. He also is attending several events. Mike Pence also is out on the road. He has multiple events this week. I think one thing that's really interesting to keep in mind as we move into this next presidential cycle and these different types of candidates could weigh getting in the race is there could be a break in the Republican Party. Everyone's not coalescing behind President Trump, at least not yet, as we're in this primary process. And one group to keep in mind when we focus on this is the conservative organization Club for Growth, which are holding their own event during CPAC, which will be down in Florida. And that is one group, based on some of the results from the midterms and other factors, has really said maybe it's time to move past President Trump for the Republican Party. So other folks are heading to those types of events, getting out and meeting with others on their own. This doesn't have the same weight it may have had in past years, at least for now.
Sarah, I want to follow up on something you said, that in years past, CPAC had really supported candidate Trump or the former president. He has used it effectively to get his message out there to conservatives, at least of a certain stripe, for years. Might this be different now with 2024 and some of the factors that you started to talk about?
You know, as of right now, he is the big headliner for this event. He is the one people are keeping a close eye on. But it'll be interesting to see what he specifically says at this event. We know in a lot of his speeches, President Trump likes to air some grievances. He likes to go on the attack. But we're going into a primary season where there could be a crowded field. It'll be interesting to see who specifically he goes after in this speech within the Republican Party, because we know he does not hold his punches when it comes to going after people. And, you know, one person who has been living rent-free in his mind right now has been Governor DeSantis as he launched that book tour. President Trump has attacked him in posts on Truth Social. He has gone after him in interviews. More specifically, recently, he's gone after him for reforms of entitlement programs that has come up, and he's gone after some of DeSantis' previous stances as a member of Congress. So he has gone after him on that front. It'll be interesting to see who else is on his mind within the Republican Party at this speech this week.
And we haven't heard.
Yes, man. So DeSantis is living rent-free in Trump's head. So the only way Ron DeSantis, I think, can get this nomination is if Nikki Haley and others who plan to join this race drop out. Because one-on-one, you know, he's so slick and everything, I think he could beat Trump and get the nomination. With all these other people planning to run or jumping in the race already, it's going to split the vote and Trump will have the nomination again in 2024. So that's my thought, really. What's your opinion?
It makes my skin crawl to even think about it because everyone has been named. You know, even Pompeo is there at CPAC. Ted Cruz is there. Jim Jordan is there. They all make your skin crawl. And you're right. I mean, this is what may happen. I think it'll be between DeSantis and Cruz. I'm sorry. DeSantis and the Orange Monster is what I believe will happen. But I'm not sure. I kind of think that's what's going to happen because DeSantis is off the rails. And I would like to talk a little bit about what he's just done this week in Florida. And people have to understand that this man right now is dangerous. I mean, we had Donald Trump and we thought that he was dangerous. Well, he was dangerous, but he wasn't as smart and conniving and downright as evil to the core as DeSantis. DeSantis is a different kind of evil. I don't know if the narcissist like Trump is, but there's something really
well,
wrong
you know,
with
DeSantis. I think that the main difference between DeSantis and Trump is that DeSantis can make complete sentences. So that in itself is dangerous.
Well, that's
you know,
well,
because,
well, Dave, yeah, and that's a, and that means a lot because you know in Florida, I mean he has done some look at what he did to Disney now. You know, and Disney came out with a statement saying, oh, well, whatever he did, he did. They're not going to fight with him. They're just going to go on the merry way doing what they've been doing. That's what Disney is going to do. They're taking the high road. I mean, how are they going to, you know, really fight? And, you know, it's like DeSantis will come out on top because he's fighting a corporation. You know, if, you know what I'm trying to say? And I really think that if Disney just keeps doing what it's doing and just lets it die, you know, I mean, the taxes and all of that will probably become the burden of the people that live in that area. I mean, that's what I see happening, you know.
Yes, Lance. So, you know, DeSantis signs a bill that stripped Disney World of self-governance status. And he did this recently. You know, if anyone actually believes the census is for smaller government, you know, I can sell the Brooklyn Bridge at a reasonable deal, you know. He should be worrying about fixing home insurance issues in Florida because they had this hurricane last year or the year before. You know, people are paying up the roof in homeowners insurance, you know. And I guess the people in Florida are happy about paying high prices, kind of reelected the idiot, you know. So,
well, the thing is, is that, you know, when you talk about that home, the insurance, even if you have it, from what I gather, a few people that I've spoken to, you know, they can't afford to have the insurance on their homes because it's $20,000-$25,000 a year. And then when a hurricane hits the house, you know, they call it what, you know, a God thing. And then, you know, a lot of it is not covered. And so, yes, I believe that he is not taking care of the responsibilities that he has to rebuild, you know, the homes in the country, you know, in the state of Florida. And we know that the news about that is probably smothered, just like the news about COVID in Florida was smothered. You know, we all remember that. So, and I think that there's a lot of people suffering in Florida mm-hmm. right now that don't have homes. Mm-hmm. They don't have the money to build mm-hmm. their homes. And, of course, you know, national news is not going to hear about it because they're not probably allowed to even report about it, report it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
And you know what the census and its cronies are doing in Florida now. If you're a blogger in Florida, they want you to register
yes.
for $2,500. And
yes.
if you're going to write about the census or any member of the Florida cabinet that serves under him, you
yep.
know, you'll have to, like, you know, send the article to them, you know.
Yep.
So isn't that government getting in the hands of people?
Yep.
You know, what's more big government than that, really? Added to which, they want to get rid of the
yeah.
target and the SNAP program next. You know, these people are out of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely out of control, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're, and this woke issue is, to me, it's appalling, you know, and they're all going, these Republicans are going to run on this woke thing.
Culture violence
because,
thing.
Yes.
We'll
you
saw
know,
how good that worked in 2022, you know, nobody pushing a culture war with them on Fox News. And you know, watch Disney leave Florida and watch the economy of Florida collapse because of this. You know, so
yeah.
Yeah, the census keep doing what he's doing. Now you see
yeah.
all the seniors enjoy no state tax and, you know, whatever that will get gone because Disney's a huge reason why Florida
mm-hmm.
the way it is right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if it wasn't for the economy, Disney, the economy of Florida would really, really be bad. So DeSantis keep doing what he's doing. And it wouldn't surprise me if
mm-hmm.
Disney decided to pack up and leave and you see the Florida
mm-hmm.
economy collapse, you know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like I said, he
mm-hmm.
he is just wielding, trying to wield power to show other Republicans or conservatives or whatever you want to call these people
mm-hmm.
that look at what I can do. I can get away with anything, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's not what a democracy is. And if that's what people want,
mm-hmm.
they need to leave this country and go live where there is no democracy. That's what I
mm-hmm.
feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, and all this, what DeSantis is doing, is just grandstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Pure
absolutely.
Grandstanding. It's ridiculous.
Well,
okay,
we
have two
calls
lined up.
Okay, go right
yeah,
ahead.
Go ahead, Laura. Make your point. No, make your point. You're saying something.
I was going to say he is getting his way on almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
The book banning.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's getting
mm-hmm.
his way on everything. And
mm-hmm.
that's dangerous. It's dangerous
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the country. It really is. In states that
mm-hmm.
are red states right now, it's dangerous. They're falling. They're going to fall in line. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead and
yeah.
take the calls.
Guest call in, 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from. I think this is Bethany from Flint, Michigan. Hello, welcome
oh.
to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Bethany? Yes, hello, you're on air. What do you want to talk about tonight? It's open mic talk. Okay, I guess the person not ready. Hello, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight?
It's Susan. How you doing?
Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. That Florida dude's got to go. That's all to it.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't mentioned the hurricane since the week it hit. I know people
no.
that
mm-hmm.
lost their home and can't find a place to rent. They're homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is he doing for the people? Anything? You
no.
haven't heard a word.
Nothing.
No.
Not a damn thing.
No. It's like
no.
it never happened.
And now,
like it never
all these people that are homeless, who the hell's going to pay the taxes to run the state now that he closed, you know, kicked Disney in the shins,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a moron.
Yeah.
He's not
yep.
thinking. All he's doing is for the press, you know, get my face on TV, and I say all the things that the neo-Nazis like, and they're going to elect me. Well, the people of Florida aren't. When they look at their bank accounts and have no place to live and everything is fortune, especially now with all the supply chain, you know, they can't even get wood and, you know, building supplies.
Oh,
and who's going to build them? I mean, the builders lost their houses.
I know.
So, I don't know. It's a shit show. That's all it is down there. And he's an idiot.
And you're right, Susie. I am sure that the press is not allowed. I mean, if you think about it, if you really think about it for a minute, has anyone heard anything more about what's going on in Florida with the, you know, since the hurricane happened?
Not a word.
In September? Not a word. You're
right. They had no crews down there. Even on the national news, you didn't see any camera guys down there, nothing.
No. And it was the same when COVID, you know, with COVID, it was the same thing. He locked all the media down. They weren't allowed to talk about anything. And, you know,
he only lets them in the school when he pulls all the books off the shelves of the libraries.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And heaven forbid if a kid said he's queer, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. That's why he shut down Disney. They said, don't say queer. I mean, we hire everybody. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with anything.
Yep, exactly.
He's a moron. I don't understand how that many people down there can support him. I didn't think they were that stupid down there. I know a bunch of old folks like my age down there, but I didn't think we were that dumb.
Yeah, they're pretty much dumb. What do you think? Because Nikki Haley is in the race. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, the talking black Republican, is in a race. He's polling at 2%. Who else? The former Vice President Mike Pence is about to jump in the race. And the Senator himself. So do you think with all these people in the race, won't it split the vote and Trump get the nomination, or would it be better to see a slugfest between Trump versus DeSantis one-on-one? And if they went at it one-on-one, who do you think would win, Susie? What's your opinion on that?
DeSantis, because he could talk better. Because, I mean, you heard just, I mean, when he went down to the derailment in Ohio, he's handing out hats to people, Trump is. And then he's talking nonsense. I mean, he doesn't make sense when he talks. The only thing DeSantis has, he could talk fairly well. What he spews is garbage, but he can talk. If that's the case between the two. And then I think by the time 24 comes around, I'm hoping the orange monster's in prison. He's got so many things hitting the fan all at once right now that it doesn't look good. And I'm so happy.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
But that's all well and good, but it's been so long. Why don't somebody just charge him already?
They have to, you know, because it's a former president, it's never happened before. So he's getting all, and then plus, you know, he arranged the judicial department in his favor and all that stuff, you know. So it's taken a while to overturn everything and get straight people in there and dot all the I's and cross the T's. But it's happening. I mean, New York, Georgia. I mean, they got them on tape saying, you know, get the votes. That's so illegal. Oh, my God. And the fake electors, even in Michigan, you know, they wanted to spend the night in the Capitol building and pretend they were there all night. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's got to hit the fan. And he's losing his power, and people are looking around. So I'm thinking he's going down, and hopefully this year, he'll wind up in a orange suit.
I'm
praying.
It has to be this year. If it's not this year, just forget about it because
I know.
You know, and then you know that you know for our judicial system, you know, is a big that would be a big letdown. You know,
I know. Biden is electing, putting in quite a few federal judges and stuff, state and federals. I mean, he's doing good trying to make up the difference. But, you know, the Supreme Court got one in there, but we still got some crazies. Too far righty, you know. I'm hoping that it'll work. But, no, DeSantis got to go. Oh, my God. DeSatan, like you call him. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not human. Not human.
No, and the other orange sponsor, he's a clown. He's just a clown show now.
It's just for sure.
I mean, they can get him on all his campaign fraud because he used the money for himself, for the lawyers. He didn't use it for a campaign. I mean, he suckered all these people in online. They thought they were making a $5 donation and wound up being $5 every month. All that kind of crap, you know?
Yeah.
He's just so crooked from the get-go.
It's all going to eventually catch up to him, but my heavens, I mean, how many years do we have to wait? You know, how many years it's been, you know, it is March of 2023 now, you know.
Well, we got the clown show in office now on the Republican side. Did you hear them yelling at Chief Justice? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Those morons. And they were so rude. They weren't even asking nice questions. They were yelling at him and wouldn't let him answer back. It was horrible.
I know.
Okay, but if Trump gets the 2024 nomination, do you think in a rematch with current President Joe Biden, could Trump win? Is that a possibility?
No.
No, because Biden did a lot. I mean, they're both old, so they can't say, oh, he's too old. Mm-hmm. One's a couple years older, big deal. If it's between the two of them, I think Biden will win. Because he's done so much. I mean, he's got respect back in the whole world.
Yes,
and Trump wanted to pitch NATO. Are you kidding me?
I know. Of course he did. You know.
Because he was all for Russia. Russia got him in office. That's why. I want to see the proof on that one.
You know,
that'd be nice.
Isn't it coincidental, big coincidence, that while Trump was in office, Putin, his Lord and Savior, didn't attack Ukraine, you know. I mean, it worked out so good for Putin and for Trump to make a statement saying, oh, you know, look at that. While I was in power, Russia didn't try anything. You know, like...
Oh, but Ukraine asked Trump for military equipment. He said, no, what are you going to do for it? You got to do this and this for me.
Yeah.
Buy me some votes
and
all that stuff. Yeah,
and
he was screwing with that right off the bat.
And a lot of the presidential candidates are in Iowa this past week, all the Republicans and everything. Even Chris Christie was down there. Ted Cruz was down there. Asa Hutchins, the former Arkansas governor. You know, the list just goes on. And when you look through all these candidates, they're so piss poor. And all of them
are
culture war.
They have nothing for them. You know, I can't.
No.
I used to be a Republican. I'm an independent now. And I could not vote for a Republican. I haven't seen any that are worth 2 cents. It's a disgrace, the whole party. It's not what it used to be, you know. It's not at all.
But
yeah, I never really
Okay.
Go ahead, Susan.
I heard just before your show came on that Mnuchin wants to mess with Social Security and Medicare. He just put that out there. I didn't read the article, but he's already ready to mess with it. Why?
Because.
Nobody has mentioned to tax corporations. There should be a minimum tax. I think, I'm not positive, back in the day when we were in business in the 70s, 80s, I think we had like 23 to 35% tax on your profit. Now they pay nothing. And, what's her name? Elizabeth wants to do 5% for everybody. No deductions, no way around it. You just pay 5% if you're making a profit. And that's the way it should be, especially for the big guys like all those big corporations, Google, you name it, Facebook, what's the delivery guys that he pays nothing?
Amazon.
Oh, God, my brain's dead. Yeah, they pay absolutely nothing. That's not right.
Okay, so I put this hypothetical in. Suppose for whatever reason Joe Biden decided not to run for president in 2024, do you think Kamala Harris is a strong enough candidate to be the nominee? Or if she's not, which other Democrat out there, Gavin Newsom, Hillary again, who do you think could run in 2024 if Joe Biden decided not to run for re-election? Who is the strongest person?
That's a tough one.
How about Pete Buttigieg? No, go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you my opinion. I like Kamala Harris. I think she's brilliant. I think she's a good speaker. But she doesn't have charisma. Joe Biden has charisma. There is something about charisma. President Clinton had charisma. Obama had charisma. In other words, when they spoke, people felt them. When Kamala Harris speaks, you don't feel her. I don't know how else to explain it. And it isn't that I dislike her. It's just the feeling that I have.
It's the empathy. Empathy. Your pain. That's what people want. You understand me. She comes across brilliant like a professor, but she's not empathetic to people.
It's all facts. And the other, and Hillary Clinton, I love Hillary Clinton. Don't get me wrong, but I feel the same way about Hillary when she was running. She could not connect with people. She's so brilliant that she didn't really know how to connect with people. Bill Clinton knew how to connect with people. She does not know how. And it's not really their fault. It's their personalities. You know, some people, when you meet somebody, I don't know about you guys, but when I meet somebody, I can kind of feel them right away. One way or another, I can feel them. I can feel the aura of a person, even when they're talking. I'm just perceptive like that. But
Elizabeth Warren would be good.
Yes, but she's up there in age too, you know.
What's her name with the whiteboard? The one that always takes out
the whiteboard. Katie Porter from California.
Oh, Katie Porter, yeah.
She'd be good.
Katie Porter, Newsom, Gavin Newsom you mentioned. I like Gavin Newsom as well.
People might not do it because he's gay, but he's brilliant. I like him. He can cut people down. He was so good. He's so smart. I mean, he's brilliant. I would vote for him in a New York minute.
So would I. But America is not ready for a husband and a husband. I'm sorry. A husband and
I know,
a wife.
That's the problem. You know, the far right is too right for that one.
And especially right now. And at this point, where we are with, you know, the MAGAs right now, that's a non-starter right there.
I know.
Bad but true. Yeah. Because he can put you in your place and don't even know you're in your place. That's how fast he can do it.
In other
and
words,
then those brilliant people, the Republicans, like, Cruz said we got to impeach him because he didn't show up at the train on the same day. You got to be kidding me.
Speaking about impeaching, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know if you ladies heard this, where she accused Biden of treason and called for his impeachment. If you didn't hear it, here it is. Listen to this.
Oh, God.
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to address the House for 1 minute and advise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, the gentlewoman is recognized for 1 minute.
I've introduced articles of impeachment on President Joe Biden. The reason why I've done so is for his disgraceful actions having to do with Afghanistan, abandoning Americans, arming and terrorist nation, the Taliban, which is treason, giving aid and comfort to our enemies. But also, I've also introduced articles of impeachment for the national security crisis created at our southern border, which today is actually being invaded. But heading into this week, perhaps the most evil and disgusting thing that is going to happen in this 117th Congress is the bill that's going to be introduced that makes it a federal law to allow abortion up until the day of birth. This wall says, in God we trust. And if that is the case, then this Congress will reject this evil bill and protect the innocent unborn. If this nation becomes a nation where we have such a federal law that can kill a baby up until the day of birth, then God will no longer provide protection in his grace over America. Thank you. I yield the remainder of my time.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
She is so full of shit. I can't believe it. There's no such law.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say about this woman.
She's a moron. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 515-605-9802 is the number to call. When you call in, say first name, where you're calling from. Let's take another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics. What's on your mind?
Hello, my friends. Susie.
Hi, hello.
David. How is everybody?
How you doing?
Good.
You know what? Let's just drop a bomb on CPAC and take them all out, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I love that idea.
And they're
that
all there,
good.
Okay? Cruz, mm-hmm. MGT, oh, the please. It's disgusting. And she's lying about that bill. Who in their right mind would put a bill on the Congress floor to kill a baby before its due date? Who in their right mind would do such? She's such a lying piece of shit.
Yep.
And you know what? It's unfortunate.
Right?
Anybody listening who follows them, they're going to start going, maybe that's right. See, her job is to be the fire starter. Laurie and I said earlier, that's her job. She was told to do it. That's her job.
Mm-hmm.
She's
and
definitely a
anything
fighter.
That comes out of her mouth is because she's been told to do it.
Isn't she on Homeland Security?
Oh, God.
Yes,
commission
is.
Or whatever?
Yes,
committee?
Yeah, vice chair.
It's
vice chair of Homeland Security.
I know, and she's a moron.
Well,
right?
No, the moron is McCarthy. McCarthy for having to make the deal.
Well, McCarthy's a plutonin, you know it.
Well,
you know, and
that's
how can she actually be a person in power? It's just mind-boggling to me. I feel so sorry for America, you know? America going to suffer for this, the good with the bad. And I remember, you know, the need for people to call out the liars and disrupt their social media, you know, and stand up to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Rape Him at Forehead. The guy in Florida, what's his face? Matt Gaetz. You know, these people are in power. If that don't concern you and make you stir crazy and make you worry, then you're not paying close
attention. Keep
me
up at night.
You know?
It's ridiculous. I mean, and this is the best we have to show the world? Are you kidding me?
No, this is not we. They're no part of we.
You know, the thing is about Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is like an attack dog. And she's actually, you're right, Matt, she is a fire starter. And she will go in, she'll start fire, and she gets up and she walks out. That's what she does. And she leaves and she leaves the press to see that she's the fire starter. She has no solution. The thing she knows how to do is stir up shit. And she needs to be just taken out of there.
Exactly.
There's no reason for her to be there.
What kind of policies are the Republicans putting on the floor that are helping people?
None.
Well,
nothing.
You want to hear what they do?
Nothing.
I'll give you a few. Here's their latest list. The GOP just revealed their new plan to target the working class. They want to hold the economy hostage and demand $2 trillion in cuts to Medicaid. $600 billion in cuts to the Affordable Care Act, $400 billion in cuts to food stamps, and having cutting in half the Head Start program. And they are calling these services woke services, in quote, woke services. This is where we at, where we are in America today.
And where
is
this money going?
They have gone.
Yeah, and where is this money going that they want to save? Where
big
is that
corporations?
Money going?
What else? That's where it's been going.
They don't say where it's going. They always say they want to rich.
Where's Katie Porter asked? Why is Katie Porter asking this question? She's so damn good at what she does.
She will.
She's so damn good. And she does it with a tone that is not evil. She does it with a tone that is just very informative. Same tone the whole time. And she puts people on the spot. She is so good.
She's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Do you think Katie Porter will win the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate? Adam Schiff is running against her. Next congresswoman. I can't remember her name. Her name slips.
Oh, I want Katie Porter.
I would love Katie Porter. I would love Katie Porter as well.
Oh, my God. So would I.
You know, she's amazing. But, you know, Adam Schiff, he's no slouch.
Pharmaceutical executive. And
it'll be between those two. It's going to be between those two, is my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Katie Porter. That woman is just so awesome.
I mean, I don't
know. Can you imagine if Katie Porter and Buttigieg would run together? Oh, my God, they're so brilliant.
Yes.
Buttigieg and Katie Porter.
Okay.
Sorry to burst the bubble, but I don't think that ticket could win. Why? Because America is still not ready for a woman president and a gay vice president or vice versa, whichever.
I know. Their brain power would be so good for us.
Yep.
I have a name. Now, he's not a politician as we speak today, but there is a young man. His name is Brian Taylor Cohen.
Oh, I love him.
That boy there, he's another Katie Porter in his own. He just is very smart, young, and full of fire, and takes no shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That young man's got a future.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's around. He's awesome. Yep. I agree.
He is. We need more of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know. How can we stop the Republicans? Mm-hmm. That's the problem. The Democrats got to get out there and say all the crap that the Republicans are doing and how much good the Democrats have done so far and what they want to do for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how we can stop them? They're at CPAC now, so let's just bomb the shit out of that place. But
I
digress. Yeah.
God,
yeah,
I wish I was invisible and get away with it, I would. God forgive me.
Yeah, yeah. Just for the listeners,
DeSantis
I was joking
didn't
about
go there.
Oh, yeah,
he's
DeSantis, Skip.
There's a bunch of them. They suck.
Because they didn't go because they know that is a Trump fiesta, basically. You know, it's like a circle jerk to Trump, really. You know, they have a golden Trump statue there in worship of Donald Trump, you know? I mean, these people are nuts, crazy, ridiculous.
I don't really think, I think they're using Trump as a figurehead for the far-right neo-Nazi group, and he's just a puppet at the top because he's a moron. And they're just, you know, okay, vote for him and we'll push all this other crap through. Because, you know, that's the way they get in. Because if anybody had half a brain, they wouldn't do what the far right wants because it doesn't help the country. It hurts us. They're just using the clown for a clown show. That's all.
Well, I'm going to change the subject for a moment because this really got me as well. There is a Florida Republican that is pitching a bill to eliminate the Florida Democratic Party. I don't know if you've if everyone's heard about this yet. Yeah. A Republican in Florida legislature has filed a bill that, if enacted, would eliminate the Florida Democratic Party. It is called the Ultimate Cancel Act, filed Tuesday by a state Republican. I'm not even going to put his name out there because it's not worth it. Would require the state's Division of Elections to immediately cancel the filings of any political party whose platform had previously advocated for or been in support of slavery or involuntary servitude. The bill, called SB 1248, would require Florida officials to notify all registered voters who belong to any canceled party that their parties no longer exist. It would also change their voter registration to no party affiliation and provide procedures for those voters to update their affiliations to an active political party. The bill would allow any canceled political parties to re-register with the Florida State Department, but only under the condition that the party changes its name to something substantially different from the name of any other party previously registered with the agency. The proposed legislation doesn't explicitly mention the Democratic Party, but the party throughout much of the early and mid-1800s supported slavery. Southern Democrats in particular supported protecting slavery in the U.S. and opposed civil rights reforms for decades after the Civil War. The party underwent a major realignment in the 19th century, and support for such policies has been absent from its platform or general discourse for many years. I mean, okay. So what do you guys think that this bill means? If they're not naming
it's unconstitutional. We're a two-party country. They can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go to the Supreme Court so fast your head would spin. I don't even think it'd get out of the state court.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
It's not any
bullshit.
Well,
the thing is, you have to remember this. In Florida, if this bill is introduced and if they decide to vote on it, it will pass in Florida. And the reason is the legislature in Florida are all crazy Republicans right now. And they wouldn't like nothing more than to get rid of the Democratic Party. Am I right?
Here, Lori. Here's a question for you. Now, don't you think that if that's the case, now with Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that she thinks that they should secede from the union, and if Florida is one of them,
so you think
about that. You want to get rid of the Democratic Party, and you want to secede from the union? Pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Because if you want both, you're going to fall
off. You know what,
that little panhandle is going to fall off right into the water.
Uh-huh. Never underestimate the stupidity of people who live in Florida.
Absolutely.
You know, after all, it's the states who gave us Trump, DeSantis, and Matt Gaetz. You know,
so as someone
rightly said just now, it's unconstitutional. And even if they could, the Democratic Party in Florida could just change its name to Kleenex, you know, and still have to deal with the DNC. Outside of Florida, and blue voters will still vote blue, you know, they wouldn't change their political ideology at all. So this is this grandstanding, political grandstanding by the state representatives.
It's not bullshit what it is. It's just
trying to troll Democrats, you know. And Marjorie Taylor Greene last week, this woman, we keep coming back to this idiot, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is saying that, we should have a divorce, a national divorce. And if somebody in a blue state moved to a red state, then they cannot vote for 5 years or some crap like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what the Civil War is all about, you know?
Yeah.
About slavery. And she is the one who's saying state rights, state choice. So what's more big government than, you know, disenfranchising people who, you know, if this happened, which is not going to happen, they're living in an Orwellian world. You know, what are you putting forward, Marjorie Taylor Greene? You know,
Well, you know, David, think about, you know, had they thought it, did she think it through when she, when this airhead even said this? Okay, what if one of these states that had succeeded from the, from, you know, America, United States, what if they have a hurricane like they had in Florida? They're not going to get any federal money. They will get nothing.
Gotta cut them off now. Jesus Christ, they're all nuts.
They get no federal money. They get nothing. They get no Medicaid. They get nothing. They starve to death.
I have a question. Well, you know, Lori, they got a question. If they secede from the union, that means the Republicans that are in Washington would be considered, Washington, D.C. would be the North, correct?
Yeah,
I would say, yes.
Okay, and then Washington, D.C. now has Republicans in Congress. What happens to Congress? If the if these people have to go back to their states because now they've seceded from the union, what happens then? What's left in Washington, D.C.?
I mean, you know, like we said before, she's just a fire starter. She does not think anything through. It's just probably what she wakes up in the morning and like, bing, oh, I think I'll say this.
The phone call she gets, it's the phone call.
Statement or, you know, if somebody calls her and says, hey, say this today, you know.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like a puppet. Somebody's pulling those strings.
Well, they're doing it just for publicity. Look at me. Oh, I can say all this crap. Yay, look at me.
By the
because
way,
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is, what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing basically is trying to get Trump's attention because, like, with Trump running, it's expected that he's going to get a nomination. And she and Carrie Lake, you know, that freak show in Arizona, they're trying to get his attention because just in case he's a nominee, they want to be on the ticket. Now, between these two women, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Carrie Lake, they're worse than Sarah Palin, and Sarah Palin was a disaster. So imagine just a heartbeat away from the president. You know, I mean, Jesus, man. Imagine any of those women.
Nightmare.
Including Palin. Well, yeah, it would be disgraceful. You know? You know,
I mean,
Kevin McCarthy with the third in line, you know, wow, hell no.
I don't know how Kevin McCarthy looks at himself in the mirror on a daily basis. I really don't, because what he did was so low.
Blatant.
Thing. And, you know, he basically promised, he was basically took bribes. He bribed them for their vote. And we all saw it. We watched it.
For 15 votes.
And here
they're
we are.
They're on it for the money. How many Congress people go in poor and come out rich? Huh?
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
All bought and
all
paid for?
All of them.
All of them.
Exactly. Look at pharma. I mean, oh, big deal. Lilly is going to make insulin $35. Yeah, but not all of them. And then they said they're coming out with new insulin and stuff that they're experimenting with, and that won't be on discount.
No, it won't, because it'll be a different patent.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like my daughter, some of that insulin, you can't use in the insulin pumps because it clogs it up. You can't use generic, so your insulin pump doesn't work, you know?
Yeah, it's,
it's a racket. They're bought and paid for it. It used to be against the law that they could not advertise on TV and in the papers. And they didn't have to spend millions and billions of dollars advertising. Why don't they just switch that, save your money, and charge us less, right?
Switch a little bit. Alex Murdoch's verdict was running South Carolina court today. It happened a couple hours back. And here it is.
Docket number 2022-GS-15. 00592, the State of South Carolina, County of Colleton, in the Court of General Sessions, in the term of 2022, July, the State versus Richard Alexander Murdoch, defendant, indictment for murder, SC code 16-3-0010, CDR code 0116, guilty verdict. Signed by the four ladies, 3-2-23.
All for money.
Copy number 2022-GS-15-00593, the State of South Carolina, County of Colleton, in the Court of General Sessions, the July term of 2022. The State versus Richard Alexander Murdoch, defendant, indictment for murder, SC code 16-3-0010, CDR code 0116, verdict guilty, signed by the four ladies, date 3-2-23.
Yes, so all four verdicts guilty. He killed his son, who was a real asshole. There's a story behind it on Netflix where his youngest son, Paul, Murdoch, this entitled kid, this rotten bastard of a kid, was out boating with his friends and everything. And lo and behold, he was drunk as shit. He couldn't hardly stand up, but yet still he's driving a boat. And so what happened, he crashed into the embankment of the river, and one person went missing for over a week. And she turned up dead, the phone down in the water and everything. And he and Paul Murdoch, his son, who did it, tried to cover it up, you know, because they have so much power in South Carolina. He's been a lawyer, his grandfather, his father, him, you know, were big lawyers and everything, untouchables, basically, you know. So his son, Paul.
Plus the cleaning lady. The cleaning lady, they thought he killed her, too. Because they don't know who did
it, but his cleaning lady is
dead, too, and nobody knows what happened.
Yeah, the suspicion is that, you know, she, quote-unquote, fell downstairs, down a flight of stairs, and so that they were exhumed her body to do an investigation and everything. And out of that death, the cleaning lady, he got $4.5 million from her death, you know? So this guy's a sleazebag. A dirty, rotten bastard who, coincidentally, is a Trump supporter and a big donor, Donald Trump. So karma worked magic. And I hope he's in general
population.
Yeah. I'm happy that he's going to prison. Yeah. And he showed no emotions. Absolutely no emotions. This is your kid.
No, he didn't.
This is your wife. You know?
Nope.
All for money.
Well... You know, now he can go to prison.
Yeah, I think there'll definitely be an appeal. He's a lawyer, like I said, and he's gonna appeal it.
But does he have money to pay for the appeal? I thought he's broke.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
If he's broke.
I mean, he comes from a rich family. Yeah, he comes from a rich family. So yeah. You know, it's going to be appealed and everything. But appeals are a dime a dozen and more of a formality these days in the court system. To me, his fate is pretty much sealed. He's guilty in a court of law as well as in the public perception of who he is. He's one evil, rotten asshole who should rot in prison for the rest of his life. I'm happy he was convicted. Very happy, you know.
Oh, yeah. So am I. Don't you have to have new evidence or something, some proof, before you can appeal? You can't just say, I want to appeal. You have to have a reason for it.
I'm sure. I don't know.
Well, they have
probably,
about the jury,
you know.
Oh, yes. They have that thing, that conflict where the juror is talking to the media. So that may put a wrench in it. You know, last minute where the jury... One of the jurors was speaking to the media and everything, and it sounded like not in his favor. So, you know, they can file an appeal based on that.
Well, the juror gave her opinion, and they kicked her off before the decision, even before they started deliberating. So that won't affect it, I don't think.
Yeah, probably. But who knows?
Yeah. So South Carolina, thank you so much for voting for this man to be indicted on all four counts. He spent the rest of his life in prison, and hopefully Bubba, and you know, he be Bubba's bitch and have fun, and hopefully Trump will join him soon. You know, that was very good.
No kidding.
You know, they could be butt buddies if they're in the same prison.
Oh, you'll have to have to watch the on YouTube. Jamie Raskin tore Lauren Boebert apart. Fabulous. Fabulous.
Yes, true.
I saw that.
Oh, he's another one. I love that man to death. And he, you know, even after his son committed suicide, he walked right back into his shoes
well,
and became.
Treated for cancer now as well. And he's
I know.
An amazing man. He's an amazing man.
He is. That's right. I tell you.
I vote for him for president.
A minute.
Yep, me too.
Yep.
Did you guys, there's a little bit of news here. I don't know if any of you have heard this. It was just today. The Tennessee governor signed his first of its kind bill restricting drag shows. Governor Bill,
a lie. I can't take this.
Obviously, these people, obviously these politicians, have nothing.
What are they afraid of? I know this old guy, this old Italian guy. He would say, "Oh, but you know, gays this and gays that." And his wife said, "It's not catchy, and they don't practice it in our village." And he goes, "How do you know?" He's not, you know, like it's catchy one person or another. That's this moronic attitude of these people. I don't understand.
So anyway, so this Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee signed a novel bill to law today, which criminalizes some drag performances. The first kind legislation will ban adult cabaret entertainment on public property or in locations where it can be viewed by minors. Such entertainment.
Keep your kids home.
Wait, can Laurie finish the report?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Laurie.
To the measure includes topless dancers, go-go dancers, exotic dancers, strippers, male or female impersonators, or similar entertainers. The law, which takes effect April the 1st, calls for first-time offenders to be slapped with misdemeanors. Subsequent offenses would be classified as felonies and could result in prison sentences up to 6 years. Lawmakers in at least a dozen other states have proposed measures that would similarly restrict drag performances, according to an NBC News analysis. Supporters say that the legislation is necessary to safeguard children against exposure to inappropriate entertainment.
Where do they? Have you ever heard of any shows like that out in public? Isn't it usually in bars or theaters or something like that, and kids aren't allowed? What the hell?
But listen, back in the 70s and 80s, look at Boy George, for example. Look at Red Skelton, the comedian. Look at Flip Wilson back in the 1970s, dressed in drag. Look at Harry Styles now. So, you know, what's the deal with this governor? And this governor appeared in drag in old photos as the anti-drag bill moved forward. And this is a report from NBC News. Here it is. It was 2 days ago.
Talk
about what's happening in Tennessee with a bill there that would make drag shows in public and in front of kids illegal. It is only steps away from becoming law. The state's governor, Bill Lee, says he'll sign it when it gets to his desk. But he's saying that at the same time that a supposed picture of him, seemingly dressed in drag himself, has started going around. This is the photo. Somebody on Reddit posted it from a 1977 high school yearbook. purporting to show the governor, apparently in a skirt, a wig, and a necklace. Again, allegedly the governor. It's most likely part of a Powder Puff football game where kids dress as the opposite gender. The governor's press secretary has not confirmed whether the picture is actually of Lee, but says that any attempts to, in their words, conflate this serious issue with lighthearted school tradition is dishonest and disrespectful. Drag performers and critics of this Tennessee bill are calling out what they see as the sort of irony in this, saying there's a hypocrisy to wanting to criminalize something that the LGBTQ plus community views as an art form, but then being okay with it in the context of like a lighthearted tradition. Rahama Ellis is joining us now. Lee was, the governor was asked about this Rahama picture, and he said something fairly similar to the statement, right? It's also not the first time that a yearbook picture of him has made the national news.
Yeah, that's right, Hallie. He basically said that it was ridiculous, and he responded, even it was put up on Twitter, a response that he had with someone asking him about this, and he said, there is a difference, and I want to read this to make sure I get it right. He says, there's a difference between a photo of a man dressed as a girl as part of a school spoof and overly sexualized entertainment. He says that that is something that is very different. Again, as you point out, the governor's office is not confirming that it's actually him in that photograph, but according to reports we've read that the high school principal said in the high school yearbook, it is that's picture. That is a picture of the governor. And it's not the first time that the governor has been seen doing something that's added some controversy and ended up having to apologize for. He was photographed in a picture of him in a Confederate uniform. That was in 2019, and he ended up apologizing for that, Hallie.
There's been a lot of attention on this bill that's moving forward in Tennessee. Others like it in other states as well. Activists for the LGBTQ plus community say broadly it paints all drag as obscene and sexualized.
Yeah, it's right. And some are objecting, saying, and you pointed this out earlier, that they're saying that it's okay for the governor to do this as entertainment, but not for anyone else, and that it's not particularly not for the gay community. It's not right for them to do it. And that he is criminalizing this by making this distinction. The governor's bill, we should point out, says something that is indifference to that. And we've got a full screen. I want to show you what the bill actually says. The bill bans male or female impersonators who provide entertainment that appeals to a prurient interest or a sexual interest from performing in public or in front of children. It would not necessarily apply to all cross-dressers. Colin?
Yes, so I just want to ask Billy one question. Are you a pitcher or a catcher? Why are Republicans so obsessed with gay sex? It's not even about
gay sex.
It's about being drag. You know, this is how they perform and express themselves.
Yes.
Leave the people alone. Let them live their life. These Republicans love projecting. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with these people? Seriously.
Because this is part of their strategy. You know, when you start to think about everything, think about the books that they're trying to ban. Think about, you know, what they're trying to do to, you know, these drag shows. It's that, you know, they are trying to set a precedent. They're trying to, I don't know, sterilize our country. You know, if you ever watched MASH back in the day, or if you watched MASH, the reruns, I mean, Jamie Farr that played on MASH, he wore dresses all the time. It was hysterical. He always
with his hairy chest,
in women's clothes with a hairy chest. Absolutely. And nobody, I mean, I've never heard of anyone complaining. Everyone thought it was funny.
You know what I have is visions of Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, this is what
that's
happening.
What they're doing.
They are trying to take our country and put it back in a place that we don't want to be. I don't want to be there. I mean, I don't go to these drag shows, you know, but I don't care if my neighbor goes. If they enjoy it, they pay to go there, they sit there, they don't bother anybody. Who cares? Who cares?
And they don't perform for kids. Let us put that in there. So, oh, my God, they're influencing kids, you know?
Yeah, right. It's crazy. It doesn't happen. Like teaching kindergartners about sex. It doesn't even happen in high school, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
You know,
it's bull crap. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gotten to the point where there's, and this is what they're doing. You know, like Marjorie Taylor, they start fires. They are starting fires all over the country, and everything is tied up in litigation and sue this one and, you know, this. And it's just a mumble jumble of a mess. Things that have been resolved in our world and have been okay forever, they are digging them up from their graves. Why?
Culture
because
wise,
they want
wise.
To turn us into a white supremacist country. They were against the blacks. They're against the gays. And now, watch, they're going to start doing things about people with mental issues, you know. Yeah, Hitler wanted to burn all those people. And look at the poor Jews now. They're having more and more attacks all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So does that sound like Hitler or what?
Yeah, our Attorney General was threatened. She was mm-hmm. made a statement, Dana Nessel. Yes, and she's Jewish. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And she's a
I have no idea, but that isn't... She's a great AG. I don't give a crap what religion she is.
Exactly.
This is all crazy. It's a nightmare. It scares the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. I worry for my grandkids.
Oh, we have to worry for everybody. I mean, you know, if we have to go into another year of this garbage, it's just, it's tiring and it's maddening. You know,
we're going to wind up like the Taliban. They poison girls that go to school now, over 300 of them.
Yeah.
It's just insane. How can a few mm-hmm. crazy men run this world and nobody else counts except what they want?
Yeah, they're trying to hold on to the power because by 2045, according to the labor statistics, labor department, we're going to be a majority-minority country where it's not going to be made up of, you know, white people only as a majority, but a mixture of black and white, black with Jew, you know, Hispanic, Puerto Rican with blacks, you know. So it's going to be a mixed thing. You know, it's going to be more than a melting pot, but an ethnic salad. And these right-wing mm-hmm. are nut job nationalists, white nationalists, they hate the fact that America is morphing in front of their eyes and I can't do a damn thing about it. You know, before we come mm-hmm. to the Daily Nessa clip, I want to show you how Raskin humiliated Lauren Boebert with facts mm-hmm. and dressed her down properly in front of the committee meeting. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
In office when the COVID virus was released from a lab in China, from the Wuhan lab. And he tried to make that very clear that this came from China. And reporters regularly dismissed that.
I appreciate the gentlelady's passion. They're two facts that she should perhaps be alerted to. One is that Donald Trump, on more than 20 different occasions, defended the performance of the Chinese government, and specifically President Xi, in terms of his treatment of COVID-19, and said he was doing a wonderful job and a great job, and they were working closely, and they were constantly in touch. So if there's a problem with the Chinese government unleashing the virus, which has not been proven anywhere, but it certainly could be true, you would have to pin that on your favorite president, Donald Trump, not on...
Yes, so, you know, he had to lay it on the facts and everything because, of course, Boebert, the other idiot, you know, just, you know, make up her own shit, talk through her ass like she, you know, she's an authority of, you know, the COVID, you know, virus and everything. Let's play a little bit more.
Otto Bowling Alley Queen wasted no time spinning up a web of nonsense and factless fodder on the House floor recently.
The second thing is President Trump's own special advisor on COVID-19, Deborah Birx, I'm sure you're aware and I'm sure you've read her book, said that the lethal recklessness of Donald Trump's policies about COVID-19 cost Americans hundreds of thousands of lives. So you don't have to believe anybody on the Democratic side of the aisle. That's Donald Trump's own special advisor on COVID-19. Thank you for just...
Yeah, so Raskin is asking Boebert if she read the book by mm-hmm. Dr. Birx. I don't think she can read, much less put
I don't
think
a so
sentence
either.
Together. My God, Jesus. You know,
that
was such a put...
That whole scenario, you know, when Trump was in office and we're all dealing with COVID. Every time they came on, I was cringing. I didn't know what they were saying. you know, what they were going to say. You know, inject yourself with Clorox.
I know, that was ridiculous. Lifestyle. It was, you know, you could just see Fauci cringing and that other gal, the other doctor. They would sit there and cringe while he was talking.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Hey,
you know,
light bulbs up your ass, you know.
Well, anyway, here's Trump making that asinine thing. Saying, you know, Trump could say, hey, put light bulbs up your ass. His followers do it because his followers are idiots. Yeah, there must be siblings, you know.
Yeah.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, right? And then I see the disinfectant that knocks you out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? Or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. The Department.
What a fool. We can't have this idiot as president of the United States again. Inject with bleach. My God.
Him and his family all got vaccinated, didn't they?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Oh,
of course.
So did Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, they all did.
They all did. You know,
they're just those two-faced liars. You know, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, Elon Musk.
And then we have the notorious Ted Cruz at CPAC, and you know, he is, he took aim at Merrick Garland today, the attorney general, calling him the most partisan and politicized attorney general our nation has ever seen. That is the biggest bunch of bullshit that I've ever heard. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's not tough enough. He should have been more partisan. I'm sorry, you know.
He's being very too careful. He should have lowered the boom on those assholes a long time ago.
Yeah. Also talked about, what's happening in, and this is what he said, what's happening at the Department of Justice is heartbreaking because it has turned into a political weapon for the Democrats to attack their enemies and protect their friends, Cruz said, before the CPAC crowd, which gave a loud applause when the video of the exchange was aired. You know,
he was so rude and mean and in his face, and so was that other idiot. Can't think of his name. Yeah, they were you don't talk to the Chief Justice like that, the head of the DOJ. You don't talk to anybody like that. Who'd they get off? They're idiots.
Well, you know, Trump had his cabinet secretaries pledge allegiance to him. He wanted the then FBI director, what's his name again, Jim Comey, to pledge allegiance to him. He'd be loyal to him, and that's why Comey was fired, because Comey, in a nutshell, said, go fuck yourself, basically. You know, so this man Donald Trump have this superiority complex, which, you know, he thinks the world revolves around him, and it doesn't really, you know, and the more, you know, the mass media feed his ego, the more shit he'll speak, you know, rallying up his supporters and everything. But look in Florida now, this permitless carry, it's Florida gun law in light of a new bill, and it says a newly proposed bill could eliminate concealed carry permits in Florida. And you can carry it on school campuses, though. So here's what you need to know about the bill that supporters are calling constitutional carry. Florida House Speaker Paul Renner proposed legislation this past Monday, to eliminate concealed weapon permits, allowing gun owners to carry firearms in the state without a previous required license and training, Republican leaders like Governor Ron DeSantis have expressed support for the idea, which indicates the bill should not have a problem passing in a legislature with a GOP supermajority. So Democrats, however, have argued that the bill would make Florida, a state with a history of horrific mass shootings, less safe. While supporters are calling the bill, quote, constitutional carry, critics have dubbed it untrained carry, criticizing the ability it will give people to carry guns without proper background checks and training. So, you know, here's what you need to know about Florida's current gun laws and how they could affect the newly proposed legislation. How could this bill change the current requirements to purchase a gun in Florida? Here's how. Florida does not require a permit to purchase a firearm. Gun owners still need to apply for a license to carry a concealed firearm, a process that currently involves specific background checks and training. More than 2.5 million Floridians have obtained a permit to carry a concealed weapon, according to the Florida Department of Agriculture. However, the new proposed legislation would eliminate the need for these concealed carry permits, allowing residents and non-residents to meet Florida's requirement to carry concealed weapons in the state without needing to apply for a license. So under this proposed bill, gun owners wishing to conceal carry would only need to have a valid ID on them while in the process, while in possession of the firearm. So, you know, you don't need training. All you need is, you just need to have your ID on you and you can, you know, carry, conceal. So this is what Florida and the Senators and Republicans want. Laurie, starting with you, what do you think about this asinine deal?
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And is there an age? Does it talk about an age at all? Let me see.
Yeah, the person would have to be a minimum age of 21 years old.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous. Mm-hmm. Do not need a permit, much less training.
Mm-hmm.
They want the wild, wild west in Florida. Is that what they want? They want more deaths?
Well, the wild, wild west is Florida, no, because look how much school shootings happen in Florida.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's saying, oh, it was a good guy with a gun, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a little kid in the back seat of the car that got grandma's gun and shot grandma in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
stupid.
There's no word. I mean, you know, what bothers me is that if Florida gets away with this crazy nonsense that they are proposing, the things that we've talked about this evening, other red states will follow. They will follow in their footsteps. I truly believe that because who started the woke thing? DeSantis started it. And now all these red states are doing all this. And they're all banning books and everything else. I mean, this is what's happening. And
culture war.
You have to understand, it's a war. It is like a war. It really is. It's kind of like a civil war.
The thing is, Lori, they pushed the culture war in 2022 and it failed miserably. The last. You know, I mean, they got a house because of gerrymandering, but you know, all expectations were for them to have this big red wave. It wasn't even a trickle. The only red wave that happened was at Mar-a-Lago when Donald Trump threw his ketchup and it stained his walls. That was the only red wave that was happening that night, you know, and the push of culture war leading up to the election. And it backfired dramatically, you know?
Yeah.
They actually lost Senate seats. You get what I'm saying? So they're still trying to push this culture war and everything. And people waking up and asking, okay, you're pushing culture war. We heard that in 2022. What are your plans for high gas prices, for inflation, for student debt, for the economy, for the debt, the national debt, for
healthcare.
You know, international relations and things happening, healthcare, you know? Climate change, nothing. They have zero zilch. So I'm asking the people out there who vote Republican listening, why the fuck do you vote Republican? Are you fucking that stupid? Stop watching Fox News. You know, Fox News is a propaganda machine. Think for yourself.
Well,
have other sources of information, not just Fox News. Because Fox News pull things out of the ass. They're not good people. The lie. You know, wake up, America, or right-wing America. Stop being stupid. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
they can't get the health care issue since Obama. They were against it back then. Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
What have they done? Nothing.
No, they haven't come up with a better idea.
Nope.
If there was a better idea put on the table than the Affordable Care Act, okay, that would be wonderful.
And you know what they keep saying? Since Mitt Romney
until
now, what Republicans been keep saying is like, oh no, elect us and you'll see what we'll have for health care.
Yeah.
No. So
oh,
what
yeah,
the fucking
right.
plan is now, Republicans. We're not going to get
right.
rid of Obamacare. And
their
Medicare
plan is to cut
and
Medicare and Social Security because they say that is an entitlement. No, it isn't. We paid for it.
Yes. We did
exactly.
pay for it. Everyone pays for it. If you work and collect a check, you pay into Social Security and Medicare. For as long as you're working, you pay into it. And you know, some people get more, some people get less. It depends how much you've paid into it. And that's how the system works.
They can fix it by making the amount for the richer people to pay more in soon, longer, you know, because they have a cutoff date. I forget what amount. When you make so much money, then you don't pay anymore. Well, if you make a lot of money, you can afford to pay in more. And then you tax the corporations 5%, and it would not be a sweat at all.
Absolutely.
You can pay for all that and school and daycare and preschool and all kinds of crap if you tax the corporations that are paying nothing on their billions and billions.
Yes. So Michigan Attorney General says that she was targeted by a man who threatened to kill Jewish officials. And here's a little 1 minute, 30-second clip of Dana Nessa speaking to the media about what happened and how it transpired.
Oh, Dana Nessa says the FBI told her she was a target of a heavily armed man who threatened to kill Jewish elected officials in Michigan. That man arrested last month. NBC News Justice and Intelligence correspondent Ken Delanian is with us this morning. Ken, good morning. What do we know about this?
Good morning, Jose. His name is Jack Eugene Carpenter III, and court documents unsealed today say he was arrested in mid-February. The documents say he made threats on Twitter to kill Jewish members of Michigan state government, including the Attorney General and Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, actually a federal official. Court documents say Carpenter threatened to use deadly force if police pulled him over for his expired license plates. The FBI said they learned that Carpenter had been previously arrested on assault charges and that he owned a number of firearms, including handguns, guns, and rifles. A Twitter account that the FBI said is connected to Carpenter claims he was fired from the University of Michigan for refusing a COVID-19 vaccine. The university saying it employed Carpenter for 10 years and let him go in 2021, but has not said why. He's been charged with transmitting an interstate threat and is being held without bail in federal court, Jose.
Yes, so there you have it. Our next lunatune right-wing asswipe, you know, floating down in that sort. And, you know, speaking of Michigan, since we're on it, what happened in Ohio, the train wreck in East Palestine, certain officials in Ohio want to have that toxic dump dumped in Michigan. Enlighten us, Lori.
Well,
you know anything about that?
Actually, what happened is they did dump in two places in Michigan, in Wayne County, and in Romulus. I believe in
Romulus.
In Romulus and one other city, but it was done without permission.
Yeah, but Lori. They're not required to let them know. That's the catch.
I know. They have to change. I know. They have to change some laws now. I know. I'm aware of that. But I'm just saying that they were caught off guard, and they did dump some of the toxic waste in these two sites. And, of course, they were probably paid very well
to be able to dump it there. But Ohio needs, I'm sorry, I might sound mean or cruel, but Ohio needs to keep their own toxic dump. I'm sorry. You know, our Great Lakes are our Great Lakes. Our state of Michigan is our state of Michigan, and we need to keep our water clean. And I am sure that in Ohio, there's going to be plenty of problems that are coming up, just like they are in Flint, Michigan right now. Same thing. It's not solved in Flint. It's a big mess there. So that's what's going to happen in Ohio as well. I'm sorry to say, you know, these regulations were by the Trump administration were rescinded, and look what happened. Look what happened.
Now, keep in mind,
Trump had the nerve to go out there and throw red caps saying, oh, yes, have a cap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I fucked up your water system. I poisoned you. Here, have a fucking hat. And the people gleefully, Trump, let me kiss your ass. People of East Palestine, wake the fuck up. Trump and Republicans don't care about you. Why do you vote for them? Go ahead.
And also, he passed out expired bottled water. Did you know that?
Which is toxic.
No.
Which is toxic.
It was Trump's water. Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know it expired.
Yeah, it was expired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it expires after 2 years, and this was over 3 years old. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, good going, Trump. Good going.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, at least look on the bright side. He didn't give them paper towels, you know?
Yeah, you're right. He didn't throw paper towels at them. I agree with that.
And probably nobody wanted his water anyway. You know, that's why he was stuck with them, so he thought he'd give it away.
Yeah,
well,
he's a good guy.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, people gleefully took the water because, you know, these people voted en masse for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they never learned. You know,
Speaking
of Flint, Michigan, I have this like a 3-minute thing I want to play. It explains in 3 minutes the Flint water crisis happened almost a decade ago, and the poor people of Flint still going through it. So bear with me, cue it up and everything. 3 minutes, 30-second video explaining the whole Flint water crisis. Here it is.
Yeah.
So the water are shocking enough. Would you drink that? People have dumped in this river forever. It's like we're in a cesspool.
My God, it just is brown.
And then come the headlines. An American city failed to provide basic protections to its citizens, and now the children of Flint have much higher than normal levels of lead in blood. Rick Snyder, governor of Michigan, has apologized.
I'm sorry, and I will fix it.
President Obama declared a national emergency.
You can't shortchange basic services that we provide to our people.
And now 2016 presidential candidates are starting to weigh in.
The governor of that state acted as though he didn't really care.
Lead poisoning is terrible and terrifying. No amount of exposure is safe. And there's evidence that years after we got it out of paint, gas, and more, it contributed to a drastic drop in crime in the 90s. The city has pushed back to cleaner water, but the effects will last decades. We take clean water for granted. How could this possibly happen in 2016? Well, you've got to rewind to 2011. Flint was broke. It had lost about half its population after the car factories closed. It had $1.1 billion in unfunded pension costs. It had to cut half its police force. Michigan had a solution called emergency managers.
Now he's been appointed by the governor to turn around Flint's finances. Michael, welcome.
These managers can make cost-cutting measures without the normal political procedure.
I think what we have to do is look at the expense side first. There could be services that we can no longer provide in the city.
And they decided the city could save money on water. Flint would stop buying water from Detroit and join a new regional water system. And as a temporary measure, Flint would use water from the Flint River. The switch happened in 2014.
And what?
And who decided to do this exactly is under intense debate. But regardless of blame, the story gets worse. residents saw and tasted the dirty water and started complaining.
Water's brown, has a bad odor. I'm afraid to even feed it to my cat or my dogs. We should not have to pay for the water. It's nasty.
But the city claims federal tests showed the water was safe. An employee at the Environmental Protection Agency leaked a Michigan report to a local activist, which showed the water had higher than normal lead levels. The city's response? Flint told the woman the lead came from her plumbing. It took an outside investigation by Virginia Tech researchers that found elevated lead levels in the water for the state to admit there was a problem in September 2015.
So the corrosion's eating up the pipes, it's eating up the iron pipes, it's causing main breaks, it's causing discolored water, and about 20% of the homes is just too much lead.
In October 2015, the government bought water filters for citizens and switched back to water from Detroit. Before all this, 2.1% of the city's children had high blood lead levels. After, it was 4%. For kids under 5, in the most affected zip codes, it was 6.3%. Why did Flint poison its citizenry? Under emergency managers from the state, it wanted to save money. To start to reverse the effects will cost dearly. Just switching back to Detroit's water cost $12 million. A class action lawsuit against the city is pending.
Bethany from Flint, Michigan. Hello, are you still there? Bethany? Okay, I guess Bethany is not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that in a nutshell, that's what happened in Flint, Michigan 9 years ago, almost a decade ago. Whatever happened to Rick Schneider? Why is that bitch not in prison?
Oh, he got away with everything. I think he ended up getting a charge. I don't think he didn't get anything. Absolutely.
No, he did not.
And the emergency manager got away. A few of the little fish, ended up in prison or, got charged with different things. But as far as the upper echelon, no, they were not charged with anything. And, many of the residents they're still waiting for their settlement money, which who knows if they'll ever get it. It's just an ongoing saga in Michigan. In Flint, I'm sorry. It's an ongoing saga. A lot of the pipes in the homes have been replaced, but not the main water pipes. They have not been replaced, all of them. So there's so much going on. And if Bethany were to call in, she would tell us a lot more. They have the plan, for Flint, Michigan, for Flint, and for the poor and people of color. And, and there are some white poor that live there as well. And they're trying to move them out, and they're squeezing them out, I should say. They're trying to squeeze them out because they're they want to rebuild the city. And
basically the gentrification.
Yes, and that's basically what's going to happen there eventually. But they are still fighting. Flint. I mean, they're trying, but the mayor that they have in Flint, the mayor that was there before, the mayor they have now was a woman, and I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. I don't remember her name. She did fight for the people of Flint. But this mayor that was just elected, that beat her, no, he could care less. He doesn't care. So, when you have a mayor that, doesn't care about the people, that's not helpful as well.
Yeah. I know, I was reading somewhere that the judge dismissed criminal charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Schneider and the Flint water crisis. Months after the Supreme Court said that indictments returned by one person grand jury were invalid, and how I guess when you're rich and you're influential in the society, the rules do apply to you. Because Rick Schneider should be the first one to go in prison because he knew 2 years beforehand what was going on. And as Hillary Clinton said in her debate with the Orange Vomit, that, Rick Schneider, he didn't care. He didn't give a damn. So I guess he's too rich and well-connected.
This says Ogden, yeah, no, a gent with the fame and tax dollars pursuing people like Rick Schneider, the filthy bastard. It's really frustrating how no one has ever been held accountable for this travesty that's been happening in Flint, Michigan. And he should be the the main one, you know, going to prison.
Well, we see what's happening with the Orange Monster. He should be going to prison, and nothing happening there either. So it's sad. I worked actually two summers. I donated my time, I should say, you know, to get, I had petitions signed to have him recalled. We came very close, but we didn't do it. Like I said, it's hard when you have big fish like him that have money and power. It's really hard to knock them down. It really is. And it's a travesty.
Frustrating as hell.
You know, to have people suffer every single day is just not right. And they're still not able to take, you know, showers. A lot of them are still sick. They have skin problems. The list goes on.
They paid taxes.
And they have high water bills. And they can't drink the water, and they're afraid to bathe in it. It's just sad to have to live under those circumstances in a country like we have. It should not be. And that brings to mind also Jackson, Mississippi. It's a similar situation.
Pathetic.
Yes, it is. Okay, so, you know, we have just moments left, 8 minutes to be in, so just wrap it up. 30 seconds each person, start with Lori. Where do you think we'll go from here in terms of, you know, Republicans, you know, doing actual work and legislation? You know, what do you foresee, like, you know, Republicans doing? Will they do anything good and prosperous for America, or are they still on this culture war shit?
No, nothing will get, it's just going to be, like you said, culture wars, the woke agenda, the going against, you know, LGBTQ, you know, all of that. They're just going to waste our time, not talk about issues that matter to the average American. The hardworking American in this country. You know, they don't talk about unions. They don't talk about raising wages. They don't talk about health care. They don't talk about anything that's good for the country. They don't care. And this is the way it's going to be. We beat them in 2024.
Laurie. Susan, in last words, 30 seconds each person. Susan.
I agree with Laurie. They're not going to do anything. It's going to be the same shit show.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And Madeline, you have any last comments? Or?
Actually, I do. I would suggest, and we don't have enough time to play it. I have it. Reverend Swalwell, about Matt Gaetz by inviting a murderer to the Congress. I don't know if you've heard it's about 11 he told them it was in regarding to the Pledge of Allegiance. He brought this man in, and Gates said, "It's not like we brought a murderer." Well, guess what Swalwell did? He researched them. This guy shot and murdered people. This is that's awesome. Another fire starter. So the Democrats, I'm sorry, you almost got to get as dirty. You need more Jamie Raskins and more Katie Porters, and there's not enough of them. Too many of the Republicans that there's too many Republicans to fight. We need to bring up more of our Democrats to take care of it. So I understand why, and this is what frustrates me. Why aren't we playing equally, if not close as dirty, and calling them out?
Yeah.
I've heard quite a bit more than I have in the past. Eric Swalwell's out there quite a bit. You know, there are so many fires to put out because it's constant. It's like putting, you know, little, they're just pacing little bombs here and there and, you know, blowing them off. You know, how many fires out in the day and do your job, because Democrats are doing their jobs.
Exactly. And Congressman Swalwell, like you're just saying, Madeline, he called out Reverend Matt Forehead, Matt Gaetz, for inviting a murderer to the committee hearing. And here's a clip from it.
Oh, you had it.
The very first committee hearing of this Congress, Mr. Gaetz, after we all agreed on what the committee's plan was going to be, it was going to be voice voted, everyone agreed, Mr. Gaetz wanted to offer an amendment to say the Pledge of Allegiance. That's great. Every single person on our side supported that. Now, I don't think he really genuinely cares about saying the Pledge of Allegiance, but he wanted to do it, again, to own the libs and to see if we would vote against it. We didn't. But who did he bring in here to say the Pledge of Allegiance? Who did he parade in here in a uniform? Somebody that he met at a gun club, he said, locally. Okay. Mr. Cicilline had the crazy idea that maybe we should vet the people who come in here, make sure they're not insurrectionists. Mr. McClintock, I am not kidding you. Mr. McClintock said, well, it's not like we're going to invite somebody who committed murder. No, he literally said that. It's not like we're going to invite somebody who committed murder. Okay, well, who did Mr. Gaetz bring? He brought Corey Beekman. Corey Beekman in 2019 was in a standoff with the Michigan police after he was arrested and charged with murder, assault with intent to commit murder and two counts of felony firearm possession. The family of the victims said Mr. Gaetz doing that, it was like getting a dagger stuck in our heart again. We were infuriated when we first saw it. I was disgusted with the whole thing. That's why there's a trust deficit here. You pull off a public stunt to try and own the libs, and what you did was you brought in a guy who allegedly shot two people and killed one of them. That's where the trust deficit is. So you can play your games, conduct your stunts. We're here to get shit done. Now you're back.
Also running for U.S. Senate in California. He hasn't announced yet, but he's planning to. He is thinking about it. And that will have, that has to be the last word. We're running out of time. We'll have under 2 minutes left. So thank you, everybody, for calling in and tuning in and sharing the show. Madeline and Susie and a couple other people and Mary Beth, who didn't say anything for some reason. Yeah. Well, thank you all for calling in and tuning in and sharing. Remember, facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123, and you can also go to our new website. Articles will be up. I keep saying that every week, but trust me, it's going to be up. We're getting shit together. Ducks in a row. KitchenPolitics123.com is the website. Till next time, same place on Blog Talk Radio. This is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Night, David. Lori Pica in Michigan. Good night, everyone. Be safe. See you next
Good night.
Time.
And that's a wrap. Good night and good luck. We'll see you next week.